Hi, this is WMUK's Let's Hear It. Thanks for joining me. For more music of the moment in West Michigan, I'm Kara Lawrence, in the studio today with Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, also known as Phil Berry and Sarah First. Two musicians who are longtime friends have, in various capacities over the decades, contributed incredible performances and unforgettable music to the Michigan scene. As the duo Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, they'll perform a free show at Bell's Brewery tomorrow night, with music starting at 8:30 p.m. Phil and Sarah, hello. Thank you so much for coming to WMUK.
Hi, Kara.
Thank you for having us.
Your musical histories are long and extensive, but we need to get through a little bit of storyline here to catch listeners up with your backgrounds, your musical activity. Let's start with how long you guys have known each other.
Well, Sarah and I play together in this local roots band called the Corn-Fed Girls, and I think, maybe Sarah could correct me, but I think it's going on 18 years.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem possible.
Yep. But, around there. Yeah.
And so for me, I've always done other things. I played in a group called Knee Deep Shag for many years.
Which is how I first saw you.
Oh, really?
Became aware of you. And became a fan. And that was an exciting time when we were all much,
much younger.
Younger. Yep. More, but that band was pretty much the be-all, end-all for a period.
Well, we were going for it, we really took it seriously for a lot of years. And so the Corn-Fed Girls was kind of, for me, was kind of like a fun side project that kind of saved my sanity through a lot of that, I think. You know, after that band broke up, the Corn-Fed Girls sort of became the main thing. And so, I started getting into fingerstyle guitar at one point and started writing some songs sort of in that style. And it sort of didn't make sense to bring those to the Corn-Fed Girls because, there's six members of the Corn-Fed Girls. And so the arrangements tend to be really, really big, fleshed out things. So, Sarah and I started doing some shows, at first under my name. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to make it an official project and come up with a name, which was the hardest part if anybody's ever tried to name a band.
Truly.
Oh, come on. How hard can it be? No, it's pretty hard. You're both married.
But mm-hmm. not to, we are. Yeah. Not to each other.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my lovely husband, Mike First, is actually a musician as well. And coincidentally, he played with Phil in Knee Deep Shag. He was their bass player. So yeah, he plays in the Corn-Fed Girls with us as well. He's a awesome violin player. And so, yeah.
Well, I think, Phil, you sort of got into the reason, but that's the question. You have a terrific six-piece band, Corn-Fed Girls, with mm-hmm. a couple great albums under your belt. You have families, you have work, and you still see the room in your lives for another project. Could you flesh that out a bit more?
Yeah, I don't know, it's just a part of our, at least for me personally, it's just an important part of my life that I share with my husband and with my close friends, Phil and Darcy Wilkin, of course, and the other members of the Corn-Fed Girls. We make the time for it.
Is it also centered around writing original music?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it also just having, a group that's really just a two-piece kind of frees us up a little bit more. With the Corn-Fed Girls, like I said, there's six of us, and so it's this monstrosity,
of a lot of organization involved in that, dealing with six people's schedules and lives, and they're all married, they all have day jobs, and so definitely when you cut it down to two people, it's a little bit more manageable that way, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just the nature of the songs, for the most part, sort of lend themselves to a more scaled back instrumentation, so we were kind of excited about that,
So just the two of you obviously have a little more flexibility and a little more, mm-hmm. you know, light on your feet in a way. Mm-hmm. And yes. I should tell listeners that your show, which is going to be your CD release event, is on Thursday. It's at Bell's Brewery.
Yeah, it's a neat show. It's going to be, we've got our good friend Jay Gavin, who is also in the Corn Fed Girls, and another group called Less is More. And it's a free seated show, which is kind of different for Bell's. So we're excited about that too.
We wanted to bring an intimate feeling to it, and
yeah, I mean that's one of the real challenges with this. It's like when you have a band with a drummer, you can kind of not worry about people talking in the room, but when it's this scaled back, you know, it's really, really exposed and gets lost really easily unless it's kind of a listening room environment.
Right.
So we're trying to.
Yeah. And we've played a show there recently. We opened for Dar Williams, and that was a seated show. And it was lovely. It was
fantastic.
People really focused, listened, and we were very appreciative of that. And so
yeah. It's sort of right there in the nature of your music to to have that kind of environment, which I think we should take a listen to and get a sample of something you might play on Thursday night at Bell's. And folks who want to know more right now can click on thunderboltandlightfootband.com. Also, there's a event page on Facebook too to get all the details on tickets and times and more. But while Sarah and Phil are here at WMUK, Phil's got his guitar. Sarah and Phil, are you ready to play us something here on WMUK?
Mm-hmm.
Upon the sea, caught up in the storms and treachery. It's murderous to read between the lines. Everybody loses sometimes. Thinking fast and trying not to care. Everybody loses somewhere. All the gold, the bottom of the ocean, ain't worth nothing next to you. Thank you.
Live in WMUK's Takeda studio, we just heard an original song from Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Phil Berry on guitar with Sarah First on vocals. Phil as well. Beautifully matched voices here. Thank you so much for that awesome tune.
Thank you.
Who wrote the song and how did it come about?
A few years back, got into a guitar player named Mississippi John Hurt. And what's really cool about his style is he plays this alternating bass pattern with his thumb on almost every song. And it's just a good model for, you know, writing songs that will sort of, you know, sort of float by themselves with nothing else needed. So I started writing in that style, and that was one of the first songs that kind of came together. And I think it's one of the first songs that Sarah and I started working on as well. I'd started recording it at our friend Ian Gorman's studio, and had a slightly different arrangement. And when Sarah and I decided that we were going to use it for our EP, we changed the arrangement again and kind of reworked it. And I think it turned out pretty well.
If I do say so myself. Are you both comfortable laying out new ideas, saying, let's try this, let's try that?
I will give Phil all of the songwriting credit for this little outfit here. He's an amazing songwriter, and but he's very open to input, and yeah, lovely to work with.
Phil is shaking his head. You do consider it a real collaboration.
Absolutely, yeah. nothing's set in stone, you know, like it's, and that's the fun part, that's the, you know, that's the creative part of the process. Like you kind of work on these songs and then to really have them come to life, you have to bounce them off other people and kind of see what they bring to it and, you know, how it, you know, if it lifts off the page or not, you know, and so hopefully they do, but you know, it's not always the case, you know, but Sarah's, you know, we call her in the Corn Fed Girls the harmony goddess because she just has one of those ears where you can sing anything and she can find the harmony to it, you know, so in that way it's really easy, you know, but I do kind of write, I'm noticing that, you know, now when I'm writing newer things that I kind of have that harmony in mind all the time, which is kind of a departure from how I used to do it, so.
You know, Darcy Wilkin was on this Absolutely. Program mm-hmm. not too long ago and kind of confessed a love for sad songs. And here again, we have some yearning or longing for someone who isn't there. Mm-hmm. That seems to be maybe a through line.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we're pretty happy, well-adjusted people. but, I mean, the reality is that happy songs, I don't know, they're not very interesting, usually. You know? Not to say that we don't write happy songs too, but yeah, that one not so much.
So you write happy songs. What are you going to play for us next?
Not a happy song.
Not a happy song.
No? Yeah.
No, you know, I have to say that I'm not the type of songwriter who like really like decides on a topic for a song and then researches the topic and then, you know, fleshes it out. Like the way I generally work is it kind of starts with melody and they generally are pretty quick. Like I'm not sitting around wringing my hands thinking about what I should say in the chorus and, you know, so. You know, you don't always strike, you know, gold with that stuff, but, you know, hopefully I'm at this point, I'm good enough at weeding out the stuff that I don't feel like works. This one's called All, Can't Be Trusted. And, I couldn't even tell you what it's about really.
That's kind of what I like most about your lyrics is they're a bit ambiguous. Maybe you can't Absolutely. Always tell what it's about.
It lays it open for the listener to project
right.
a little bit of their own
Hopefully,
lives.
Yes. Hopefully.
Yeah.
So if you just tuned in here to WMUK, my guests are Phil Berry and Sarah First, and they're going to play a song called Can't Be Trusted. You can hear them live at Bell's Thursday night.
Down by the on your face, you've been laughing. You're beautiful, you're everything I need. And see by the look in your eye, you've been lied to. All my love is all you ever need. It's true, I can't be trusted when it comes to your sweet smile. Won't you lay me down in a bed of roses? Won't you keep me there? Miles away, the trains are running late. It's beautiful, it's everything I need. The sky's a dusty shade of pale, and I'm trying to read your mind. All your love is all I'll ever need. It's true, I can't be trusted when it comes to your sweet smile. Lay me down in a bed of roses. Won't you keep me there a while? When it comes to your sweet smile, won't you lay me down in a bed of roses? Won't you keep me there a while? Won't you keep me there a while?
From the duo Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, we heard the song Can't Be Trusted. In the studio here with Phil Berry and Sarah First. Guys, that's another gold tune. One of the things I'm liking about what I hear in the lyrics, not only I do like sad songs, but the imagery is really, it is really open to interpretation. Mm-hmm. I don't see references to iPhones and Google. I mean, they have a kind of a timeless quality. Is that something that you kind of figured out on your own, that it's a good way to write?
Oh, I try not to overthink it. You know, that's probably in there. Yeah. But no, they just kind of, you know, they either come really fast or they don't come at all, is usually how it goes with me. And I try not to overthink it, because you kind of wreck the process if you do that.
Let's hear about some influences. Songwriters, performers you really, really admire.
Well, I'm surrounded by them. I grew up, my dad, Bill Halsey, played mandolin when I was a kid. He played with the Sweet Corn string band with Mark Sahlgren. And So I grew up surrounded by music. My mom, she sings. She sings for the church choir. And in school, I studied, of course, I was in the choir. And I give a lot of credit to my harmony abilities to my high school choir teacher, Mr. Richard Hintz. He was a great influence on me. Also, my brother, Jeffrey Halsey, he was a huge influence. When I was graduating from high school, my girlfriend from high school, Molly Parker, now Molly Halsey, she happens to be my sister-in-law now, we decided we wanted to play rock and roll. And so my brother, bless his heart, entertained the idea. I was like, all right, I'll teach you how to play bass guitar, and Molly already had played percussion in high school bands, so her dad had a drum kit that she could play, and so we ended up forming a band, and it worked out quite well. We were called Doxy, and we were together for, I think, 3 years and put out an album. And I didn't do much singing in that band, but yeah, I got my feet wet performing in that kind of a genre. And so what was the question?
You know, sorry. When I asked the question, I was looking for like famous influences, okay, but I think I got an even better response.
Uh-huh.
You had opportunities to play early on, and the friendships got started.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and I, you know, so Darcy Wilkin and I grew up together essentially. So when my rock and roll band stopped with my brother and Molly, we kind of, I don't know, just decided maybe we should try folk music. So I happened upon a double bass and started to learn how to play that. And Darcy writes some beautiful, sad tunes. And so we kind of formed the Cornfed Girls from that.
And you started singing a lot more.
And I did, yeah. I started really experimenting with harmony and really developed a love for that. So
I picture you going over to your friend Darcy's house and mm-hmm. maybe and like working on stuff in the kitchen or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kind yeah, of. Certainly.
Kitchens are awesome for music. Yes.
Yep. Very conducive.
All right, Phil. Well, if you don't mind looking at your influences for us.
Yeah, I have to say the same thing that Sarah said. You know, we're part of this amazing community of musicians in, you know, not just Kalamazoo, but, you know, Michigan. But beyond that, you know, for me, I guess the big ones would be the writers, people like Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan. You know, certainly the Beatles. I grew up with the Beatles. I had my mother is French, and so I was aware of the Beatles very, very early on. And then also the same story as Sarah. You know, I had my mother was a Montessori teacher, and she showed me a D chord, an A chord, and a G chord, and I haven't looked back since. my grandfather was an opera singer in France before the war, and my other grandfather taught piano on the radio in Chicago.
How did he do that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a cool thing, right?
Huh. I just have to go look it up. What was his name?
His name was Edward Barry. Yeah, really interesting story. He and his wife both were kind of socialites. My grandmother Jean was a writer, and they both worked for the Chicago Tribune. And she actually had some success. She wrote one of the scripts for an Alfred Hitchcock episode back in the 1950s. And so I've always been surrounded by art and music and
all the grown-ups in your life thought it was worthwhile and
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and very supportive.
Thank goodness, you know, like it seems like that's disappearing a little bit. You know, it's not being fostered like it used to be.
If you just tuned in, my guests are Phil Barry and Sarah First, and together they are Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. And yes, I am going to ask them about how they got that name at some point this hour, but I think they're ready to go with another original song.
Yeah, so this one's called Dark Days. And again, this is one of those really quick songs that, you know, once I think Sarah and I kind of figured out what kind of sound we were looking for, you know, I started writing more in this style. And as far as the subject matter goes, it's, again, not necessarily a personal song. You know, a lot of times you kind of base things on, you know, things that people you know are going through, or just, you know, reflections that you may have on different situations that you're close to. So, yeah, Dark Days.
Dark days ahead, you've been swimming in your head, spending time in the deep end of the pool. Summer's come and gone, I can hear it in your song, sweetest tune. clouds in your mind. They're the darkest you could find. Everybody knows it's a bitter pill. When you're old enough to know, that's the way that it can go. You say you don't and you never will. No matter what it pays, I'll be with you through your darkest days.
Here on WMUK, that was an original song called Dark Days. And my guests are Phil Berry and Sarah First, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. This was a song not about a lover, but about friendship and possibly old friends. I love the sentiment in this song. And it reminds me of Corn-Fed Girl's first album, a song that started off, Old Friend of Mine. And Sarah, I think you were singing on.
No, that was actually Darcy. That is a Sinatra's tune. The Sinatras are, I don't know if you recall the Sinatras, but they are a fantastic rock trio from the 90s. Mm-hmm. This was when they really put, I think they still kind of get together on occasion and play together. But yeah, that was their tune, Harvesting. And everyone in the band is a huge fan of the Sinatras, and Darcy especially really wanted to cover that tune. So that was the one cover tune we did on that album.
Well, the song, both songs, they deal with how we all have friends who we see making choices that we don't think they should be making, or,
absolutely.
You know, but that's not your job as a friend to necessarily get in their way. Mm-hmm. It's often better if a person works through it or goes through a process. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you're filled with this caring, and it was great to write a song about just that.
Thanks for picking that up again. You know, I teach guitar for a living, and so I think a lot of song ideas sort of come out of, you know, the interactions I have with guitar students. Like, they'll come in and they'll just lay something on me that's just, you know, unbelievably heavy, you know, and then half an hour later they're gone, you know, and so I'm sort of left sort of thinking about these situations. And so, yeah, it's, you know, just kind of reflecting on that is where that song came from.
This is something of an interview about friendship. You're both friends and have been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. You're also male and female. Do you like having friends of the opposite sex?
Sure.
Well, I mean, for Sarah and I, we've known each other for so long that I don't think that's...
He's my bro.
Part of the equation so much.
Yeah. You know?
Like, plus, I'm such good friends with, you know, Sarah's husband, Mike. You know, we played together in Knee Deep Shag for many, many years. And, He's another guy I could lay some stories on you about. But I won't. So yeah, it's, you know, we've just known each other forever. But as far as the harmonies go, like, that's really nice, having that male and female.
Yeah, that's where it's at, I think, for us. I think naturally our voices blend well anyway, but I think the male-female combination, it I don't know.
Like, you either have the blend or you don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like, it's just clear as day from, you know, the moment you both open your mouths. And I've always loved singing with Sarah. Like, she's, you know, it's just so effortless. And yeah, so that's something we're really thankful for.
Well, my guests here are Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, or Phil Berry and Sarah First. And you can see them in a full show at Bell's on Thursday night. Details are at thunderboltandlightfootband.com. And you'll also find them on Facebook. Okay, time to explain the name. Who's Thunderbolt? Who's Lightfoot?
Take it away, Sarah.
I don't know if we've actually ever determined that. Yeah, it was hard finding a name that wasn't already taken and that we felt suited us. Boy, I don't know. How many did we banny around?
Yeah, lots of different names. And Sarah's right. It became this thing where, like, you'd come up with a band, like, even horrible band names would be taken.
It would still be taken.
Like, yeah. Somebody's using it, you know. Yeah.
Go to Google and Google it and... Sure enough.
I did go to Google. I did Google Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. And guess what came up?
All right. Yeah. Not our band.
Clint Eastwood Western?
Yeah.
I've never actually even seen it. Phil has seen it.
I have.
I think it's kind of, isn't it like a kind of a buddy outlaw?
It's an outlaw buddy road film from the mid 70s, and
that seemed appropriate.
It does. Yeah, here we talking about friendships and being buddies, and there you go. One of the things I thought is, where would I want to be listening to this music most? And it would be at night in the car on a long trip.
Nice.
Keeping me company. Is sort of acting as a companion like that.
Absolutely.
Certainly. Absolutely. You asked us earlier how we managed to do this with all the other things that our lives involve with families and work and whatnot. But I think you touched it right there. You know, it's rejuvenating to us and soothing and kind of you can escape your life a little bit, maybe for 3 minutes. You're true. Playing a tune. I don't know.
Phil, you've had experience on international stages, right? You've been around.
Yeah. After Knee Deep Shag stopped playing regularly, I took a job playing guitar for amazing singer songwriter. Her name's Rachel Yamagata, And so that was really educational, year and a half or so of my life. But we did a lot of really neat things. Yeah, we went to Europe a couple times. We played the Glastonbury Festival and did some tours in the States. We toured with Ray LaMontagne and with Ryan Adams and, you know, went through Canada. We were, you know, played the Austin City Limits Festival, and you know, so it's a lot happened in a short amount of time. So, and it's, you know, I try to hopefully, you know, bring all my experience to everything that I do. Like, that's really something that I try hard to do with my teaching and also with performing and with writing. So thanks, Rachel.
Music can be used to do very different things on very different occasions. And I think you've had so much experience with understanding that. When you're playing to a huge audience, you use a different set of tools,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You found a great venue to record this music. You want to tell me about that?
We sure did.
Indeed.
Yeah, our great friend Ian Gorman has a beautiful studio in Kalamazoo called La Luna Recording and Sound. And bless his heart, he was very patient with us. We took a lot of time to record this EP and wanted to make sure that it was just right. And so many of our Friday mornings over the winter time were spent with Ian in his lovely studio, chipping away at these four songs. And he's a delight to work with. He really is. He's, I don't know, there's something about Ian's energy that's very conducive to a relaxed setting for recording, which is a must for me personally, because you can really kind of psych yourself out when you do that stuff. So,
Yeah, that's one thing I always say about Ian is he's got a really great a great bedside manner.
Yes.
Like really just, dude, it just makes you comfortable, you know, and he's so good at what he does. And yeah, he's just, you know, he's created such a you know, wonderful environment for himself and for, you know, all of us with his new studio.
Mm-hmm. I have to explain, or you'll have to explain to me, though, how here in the studio I'm seeing you both simply standing in front of one stereo microphone. It's the simplest setup there could possibly mm-hmm. be. And we're capturing it all in one go and no overdubbing or anything. So I don't understand
it takes so long.
what you went through with Ian.
That's a great question. You're right. You know? And yeah, we didn't, I guess on one of the songs we sort of took that approach, on Your Love is a Cannonball. I played and sang that at the same time, but that's the exception. Like the rest were all multi-tracked.
Well, and two of the tunes are much more fleshed out than just what we're presenting today. Easy Now, it's got drums and I play bass on it, and,
Jeff Maley.
Jeff Maley plays the drums.
Good friend of ours.
And so there's a lot going on. And on All the Gold, there's a lot of extra goodiness mm-hmm. that we wouldn't do live, but you can do on a recording. So
the album, of course, will be available on Thursday night.
Of course.
And you'll hear a different, maybe fuller sound on some of the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, I still have some time here for another one. What might you play next?
This one is called Goodbye Is Not the End.
Always pretend it's not the end of the road. I don't know what you've been told, 'cause you're the one for me in our room down by the sea. I'll say I knew you when goodbye was not the end. The starry sky, moon is bright. You shouldn't be on your own tonight. So let's move and sway and promise it will always be this way. 'Cause you're the one for me in our room down by the sea. You'll say you knew me when goodbye was not the end. Goodbye was the end.
Here in the studio at WMUK with Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, Phil Berry and Sarah First, with a song they call Goodbye Is Not the End. Thank you so much for that song. I like that one a lot. Is there a story that goes with it?
This song was originally, like, I actually wrote this on my honeymoon many years ago in Hawaii. And I was watching my wife, my new wife, was out swimming in the ocean, and I was sitting on our balcony with this ukulele that I just bought, and that's where the song came from. And
you're the one for me in our room down by the sea.
Yeah, there it is.
It's quite literal.
For once, yes. Busted.
It really is such a pleasure to have you both here, Phil and Sarah. We're going to move on, and I see you have your harmonica as well, Phil. Want to tell us about this one?
Yeah, so this one's it's called Your Love Is a Cannonball, and with this particular one, it really took a 180. It started as a rock song, and I wrote it. My father-in-law passed away a couple of years ago, and I was helping my mother-in-law move back down here, and so I was driving this U-Haul while she drove her car in front of me. And it was just one of those songs that I kept singing into my phone, little bits and pieces of it, and just kind of didn't think about it. And actually recorded this whole big rock arrangement of it, and kind of, you know, kind of shelved it. And then Sarah and I revisited it, and it worked so well with this broken down instrumentation that we decided to run with that. So you never know. Maybe we'll see the other arrangement at some point.
Well, here's Phil Berry and Sarah First on WMUK with Your Love Is a Cannonball.
I was up and I was down, was lost in looking when you came round with a smile on your lips. Could see the wreckage and the sinking ship, son. Your love is a cannonball, it's dangerous, honest and true. Your love is a cannonball, I can't help falling, can't help falling for you. Thank you.
here in the studio at WMUK playing live are Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, also known as Phil Berry and Sarah First. We just heard Your Love is a Cannonball. Great song to give us here.
Thank you.
It's really incredible to watch, you know, both of you just simply standing in front of one microphone, covering harmonies, accompaniment, and instrumentals all at once. And you can see it yourself, listeners, at Bell's on Thursday in a free show. Full details are at thunderboltandlightfootband.com. And CDs will be available, right?
Oh, yes.
The brand new CD.
Yes, we'll have 300 of them.
So you can take them home.
That's right.
After the
buy
show.
Some for the family.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you facing any resentment from the band that you're not currently practicing with?
Good question.
Right now.
Not at all.
No. Very supportive. Lovely. Lovely folks. And they all have lots of projects of their own going on, too. So I don't think they feel too left out.
But, well, congratulations for, you know, getting it done.
Yeah.
In your busy lives. You. And I'm glad that you're doing the work that, you know, you need to do in order to be complete people.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's important to us.
Well, thanks again, Sarah and Phil.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you, Kara.
You're going to leave us with one last song?
One last song?
Yeah. An oldie, but a goodie, right?
Happy trails to you. I hope we'll meet again.
That's Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, recorded live at WMUK Studios by engineer Martin Clem. Phil Berry on guitar and vocals, and Sarah First on ukulele and vocals and whistling. Together as Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, they'll have a CD release concert tomorrow night at Bell's Brewery. Music starts at 8:30. It's a free event, also featuring musician Jay Gavin and the band Less Is More. Full details are at the website thunderboltandlightfootband.com. I'm Kara Lawrence. Glad you could listen to this edition of WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan.